We started workshopping this piece way back, oh, a year ago almost, in November. And JC introduced us to new facets of the fish world. And we learned a lot about fishes in the process. He was very taken many years ago with a book by Jonathan Balcom called What a Fish Knows. And it highlighted several different fish that have really advanced and unusual characteristics, and that most people wouldn't be aware of. Initially, he created several movements, and in this past year, he's added a few more movements and then added narration and visuals.
We're going to listen to a bit of the segment which reflects the African tigerfish. But first, let me ask how the music we hear represents something about the fish.
I think it will be pretty obvious when you hear the music, but I should tell you what the fish does. So an African tigerfish has learned to hunt swallows, birds. It waits below its surface of the water, and then when these swallows come to drink in the pond, the fish comes out of the water, launches himself, and grabs the bird, and then goes below the surface and has lunch. It's really dramatic. You can clearly hear in the music something evading and something being caught.
Yes, Heather, something evading and something being caught. Another movement of J.C. Sanford's underwater cousins that Zeitgeist New Music Ensemble is performing is called cooperation. Why is it called that?
It reflects the cooperative relationship between groupers and moray eels. The grouper has, and the moray eel, I guess they do this together, they've learned how to hunt together. So they go out, the grouper will come to the coral reef and discovers that all these little fish are hiding in there and he can't get to them. So then when that happens, he goes and gets his friend, the moray eel. He signals to them, they use a signaling, and then they go out and scientists have seen them point to fish or point to locations where one or the other needs to take action to flush fish out so that the other can eat. That's how they spend their hunting morning.
Thank you.
are speaking with Heather Barringer, artistic co-director of Zeitgeist New Music. We listen to excerpts from J.C. Sanford's Underwater Cousins. But Heather, Zeitgeist is also performing Randy Bauer's Holding Patterns, which is quite a bit different.
It is indeed. In 2020, before the pandemic hit, Randy Bauer completed Holding Patterns for Zeitgeist. It's a three-movement work that exploits patterns in different rhythmic meters that come together. It's challenging to play, really delightful to hear. It's very, and it's we consider it to be quite a masterpiece for the ensemble.
Zeitgeist New Music Ensemble performs J.C. Sanford's Underwater Cousins and Randy Bauer's Holding Patterns, 7:30 this Friday through Sunday. Friday and Sunday, the performances take place at the Anderson Center in Red Wing. The Saturday show will be at Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter. For information, the web address is zeitgeistnewmusic.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.